As we said earlier, we're going to look today quickly at the second coming of Christ. And we're going to look at it under the return of Christ, the resurrection, the rapture, and the reunion. And I suppose, firstly, the return, what happens at his return? And, well, some people might say, well, is this not a bit of a morbid thing to look at? But as a Christian, this is the climax of our salvation, to go to be with the Lord. And as a Christian, this is something I know I certainly don't think a lot about, but this is truly what our salvation is about, going to be with the Lord and the Lord coming again. And Paul had obviously preached to these people about the Lord's return. And as I said earlier, some of them had even given up their jobs because they thought that that return was going to be very soon. And the thing that concerned the Thessalonian Christians was some of their fellow Christian believers had died before the Lord had come. And they wondered what was going to happen to them. Were they going to be disadvantaged? What would happen to the body and the soul of their friends who died before the Lord's return? And we have to remember that these Greek people who had been converted to Christianity, the Greeks have some very strange thoughts on what happens to the body and soul when you die. So many of these thoughts were infiltrating through the thinking of these young believers. But Paul very quickly corrects this in verse 13. He says, "Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep." He's not saying they fall asleep. He's saying of those who die before the Lord's return, or to grieve like the rest of them who have no hope. And in verse 14, if we read it together there, it says, "We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." And you know, as Christian believers, we know that we're made up of two integral parts. We're made up of the body and the soul. And at that moment of conception in the womb, God, the creator of all things, gives a soul to that body and the womb. And God gives the soul, and that soul and body are one until the point of death. And at the point of death, if we're a believer, that soul immediately goes to the presence of the Lord, and that soul is perfected, and that soul goes to be with the Lord. And the body goes to the grave, and the body is corruptible and will decay in the grave until the Lord's second coming. So what happens at his return? Well, at his return, we're told that those people who die and their souls have went to be with the Lord, that they will come with the Lord on the clouds. And when the Lord returns again, he will come and he will bring with him the souls of those believers who have died before his return. An unsaved person, what happens to us when we die? Our soul will go to hell to be punished until the Lord's return, and our body too goes to the grave to corrupt in the grave until the Lord's second coming. So we see that when Jesus comes again, he will bring with him on the clouds the souls of those believers who went who died and went to heaven to be with him. And in 4 verse 15, we see that according to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. So he's comforting these people and saying, your friends who die before the Lord's second coming are at no disadvantage. Their souls have gone to be with the Lord. And when the Lord returns, the souls of those believers will come with him. Jesus will bring them with him on that final day. But what happens when the Lord returns? We see there in verse 16, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with the loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise. Do you remember when Jesus came the first time? Hardly anybody knew about it. Sure, they didn't. A few wise men, a few shepherds knew about it. The king had heard that Jesus had arrived and was born, and he tried to kill him. But it won't be the same the second time. Do you know, Jesus will come on the clouds the second time. And I don't know what forces of nature or what God will use, but everybody on this earth will know about Christ's return at the same time. There'll be nobody who will be unaware of it. It said the trumpet call of God. And once Christ comes that second time, everyone, everywhere in the world will know about it at the same time. There's no hiding from it. He won't come as a baby in a manger, in a humble manger that no one knows about. But he will come with the voice, with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. And he will come, it says, on the clouds. Do you remember when the disciples were with Jesus in Acts 1? And Jesus disappeared up, and he was taken up in a cloud. And the angel said to the disciples, this same Jesus will come again just as he went, and he will come again in the clouds. And he will come again with the souls of those believers that have died before his second coming. When will it be? We see in chapter 5 there, if we turn to chapter 5, these Thessalonians were also worried about when it would be that Christ would return, and would they be ready? Now, brothers, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they won't escape. You see, Paul had taught them that Christ was coming again, and he had taught them that when Christ would come again, that he would come as judge of the living and the dead. And these people were obviously concerned about that. And when Christ comes again and the resurrection takes place and the rapture takes place, there will be a general judgment. And there's no question about that. And we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Thank God that for us who are saved, we stand before our Savior as well. But Paul's saying to the people here, you can't know the date. You can't know when Christ's going to return. It's like a thief in the night. And if you knew when the thief was coming in the night, you would be up waiting for him. You'd be ready for him coming. But Jesus is the same. When you least expect him, he's coming. And it's also like the labor pains on a pregnant woman. Do you know, a woman is going to have a baby and she doesn't know exactly when. But when the labor pains start, she can't put it off. And once those pains start, it's unavoidable. And so too, the second coming of Christ, no one can avoid it. The Bible says that no one knows when it is, not even the angels, only the Father alone. So we must be ready. And you know, the secret of the Lord's second return isn't when it will be, but it's being ready for it. And see, a person here today, we must be living. I don't know when the Lord's return will be. Will it be today or tomorrow or 100 years or 1,000 years or 2,000 years? We don't know. But we should be living and ready for that day when he will return. Because I don't know about you, but if the Lord returned today and I had to stand in front of him, there would be some things I would be very embarrassed about. I don't know about you. An unsaved person here today, it's been 6,000 years since we were told in Genesis that Christ would come. It's 2,000 years ago since he came the first time, and he is coming again. An unsaved person, he's coming as your judge, and you will stand before him. And all those opportunities you had to turn and repent and turn to him and accept the gospel, they'll all be over. You see, we live in the day of opportunity, but once that, when Christ appears in the clouds, once he comes that second time, he's not coming to bear sin the second time. He has already done that. He's coming to bring salvation to those who are his, and he's coming to judge those who have rejected him. Do you know there is a day of judgment, and it doesn't matter when it is. The one thing that is important is that we must be ready. We've seen his return, then we see the resurrection. If you turn to verse 16, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." You see, these Thessalonians were worried about their dead believing friends, what would happen. And Paul tells them here very clearly, when Christ comes on the clouds, he brings with him the souls of those believers that have died. And we see in verse 16 that when he comes, the dead in Christ will rise first. And I'm not trying to be morbid again, but this is what our salvation is about. When Christ comes again, in the twinkling of an eye, all those bodies that are in the graves will be resurrected. They will be lifted out of the graves. And for believers, those bodies of those believers who died will be raised from the grave. They will be changed. They will be made like Christ's perfect body. And they will be reunited with that soul that Christ has brought from heaven. And they will go to be with the Lord forever. You see, when we die now, it's our soul that goes to be with the Lord if we know Jesus. But our salvation is full and complete on that day of resurrection when our body is raised from the grave and changed and united to our soul. And we go to heaven, body and soul, to enjoy the Lord forever. And that's what life is about. That's what our salvation is about. So we see the resurrection, and then that body, when we die, that body that was sown in corruption is raised incorruptible. That body that was sown in dishonor is raised in glory. That body that was sown in the grave in weakness is raised in power. And that body that is so unnatural is really spiritual. And what will that body be like? And will we know each other in that body when Christ comes and that body is raised and changed? Of course we will. Christ's resurrected body, they could still see the marks of the nails in his hands. They could still recognize him. It was changed. It was made perfect. It was glorified. But you will still recognize each other in heaven. There still will be similar traits in the body. For unsaved person, what happens at the resurrection for you? Well, your grave, if you have died and your body has went to the grave, that body also will be raised, but it won't be raised like a glorified body like Christians. It will be raised for dishonor, and it will be an eternal body, but it will be a dishonorable body. And that soul that died and went to hell will come back, and body and soul will join, and you will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and then you will be judged according to what you have done, and you will be sent to hell, body and soul, and punished forever. Now, you see, some people think you shouldn't talk about those things, but when your body as an unbeliever is resurrected from the grave, it will become an eternal body. And so too that soul, when you died and it went to hell, it's an eternal soul. And when you're judged in front of Christ and that body and soul is sent to hell, they're eternally punished, not just for 1,000 years or 2,000 years, but eternally. And it's just the opposite to the believer. The believer gets a new body and a new soul, and he goes to heaven and he enjoys the joys of heaven forever. So we have seen the return, the resurrection, and the rapture. What happens to us who are still alive when Christ returns? What happens to us who are still on the earth when Christ comes in the clouds? Do we die, or what happens to us? No, we don't die. We see there in verse 17, we see after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So you see, if the Lord was to come today and you're a believer, what would happen? Well, the Lord would come in the clouds with the souls of the dead believers. Their bodies are raised from the grave and they go up to meet the Lord. What happens to us? In the twinkling of an eye, our bodies are changed to glorious bodies and our soul is made perfect, and we go to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall be with the Lord forever. And what about the unsaved? What happens to them? Well, in the twinkling of an eye, their bodies are made eternal and made dishonorable, and their souls are body and soul appears before the judgment seat of Christ, and they are sent to eternal punishment forever. You see, all this happens in the twinkling of an eye. We can't understand how it will all happen. How can Christ come on the clouds? How can he tell the whole world at once that he has arrived for the second time? We don't know. How can he raise the bodies of the dead from the graves and change them and reunite them with the souls? I don't know, but the Bible says in the twinkling of an eye, this will happen. How can God make all the people of the world, both those who are dead and those who are alive, appear before the judgment seat of Christ? I don't know, but in the twinkling of an eye, it will happen. We don't know the answer. But here's the good bit. And here's the bit that no one can take from us if we know Christ today. And that's the reunion. We see in verse 17, after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with the Lord in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And this is the bit. This is the bit that all us as Christians are looking for. And so we will be with the Lord forever. And that's really the climax of our salvation, friends, isn't it? It'll be great to get to heaven to escape from sickness and disease and death and all those problems that we have. But the climax is to be with the Lord. And we can't fully understand that, I don't think, what it will be like being in the presence of the Lord. But we will be with him forever. We will see him. We will worship him. We will be in his presence. And as we said earlier, we will enjoy him forever. And you know, if you're here today, friend, and you have lost loved ones, and we all have, and we all look forward to that day of seeing them again. And if they were saved people, the only way we will see them is if we're saved as well. And on that final day, we will go to be with them forever. And we will know them. We've said we will recognize them. We will recognize their bodies. They won't have changed that much. They will have a sinless body and a perfect soul. And if we're saved, so will we, and we will be with them for all eternity. And that will be a great thing, I think. In heaven, we will have full and perfect happiness. Verse 18, just finishing off, verse 18, it says, therefore, encourage each other with these words. And you know, these are such words of encouragement. One day, we either die and go to heaven, or one day soon, the Lord will return again and we will go to be with him forever. And that will be a great day, and we'll never be separated from our Christian friends who are in heaven, our Christian family who is in heaven. We'll never have to go through the process of bereavement and losing them again. We will be with them forever. And it says, let's encourage each other. An unsaved person, I'm not going to say, I've already said enough. You already know the consequence and what the opposite of this is. And it's an eternity spent in hell where that eternal, dishonorable body and soul will be tormented day and night forever. But for the saved, there is such a hope in this, a great hope of being with the Lord forever. And we can truly encourage each other with these words. So we've seen today, we've seen Christ. Christ was promised 6,000 years ago in the Old Testament scriptures, promised that he would come. And throughout the Old Testament, that promise was continued to be made. And then he did come 2,000 years ago to come and to be born and to die for our sins and to deal with our sin. And now he's in heaven and he's preparing a place for us, and one day he will come again, he says. And we don't know when it's going to be. We don't know when that return will be, but we must be living and we must be ready for it. But when he comes again, he will bring with him the souls of those Christian believers who have died before his second return. There will be a resurrection of everyone's body, whether it's in the grave or whether it was lost at sea or wherever it was, that those bodies will be resurrected. And then the rapture, those of us who know the Lord at his second coming, we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye and we will go to be with him. And finally, we have seen the reunion, and that's the best bit. All those loved ones that have died in the Lord and gone on before us, we will go to be with them forever. And even more importantly than that, we will be with the Lord forever and we will enjoy him forever. Let's pray. Thanks for listening.